If you were here for last week's edition of Island Assignment, you know that January is National Birth Defects Prevention Month. According to the Centers for Disease Control, one of every 33 babies in this country is born with a birth defect, and birth defects are the leading cause of death for newborns. One of our guests last week was Dr. Gerald Quirk, chairman of obstetrics at Stony Brook University Medical Center. We talked about healthy pregnancies and preventing premature birth and birth defects. Today, we're joined by his colleague, Dr. Joseph DeCristofaro, a neonatologist. So when there is a premature birth, that baby is his patient. And Dr. DeCristofaro, let's talk again today about some of the complications that a premature baby can face. And again, that really depends on at what stage of pregnancy the baby was born, right?
Yes, exactly. What Dr. Quirk had mentioned is that the preterm baby is defined as less than 37 weeks. And so when we are expecting a baby to be born at that earlier gestation, we often get involved even before the birth. So we go in, we meet the parents, we tell them what to expect. The more premature the baby, the more likely they are to have complications. And what we have found more recently is that there are a huge influx of the late preterm babies, those babies who are 33 to 36 weeks, who in the past may have gone to well baby nursery, but we know now that they are at risk for so many additional problems that we admit all those patients to the neonatal intensive care unit as well. And so the more preterm you are, the more likely you are to have a baby with a problem. And as Dr. Quirk had alluded to earlier, the respiratory distress syndrome or immature lung problem is the one that we see right in the delivery room. It's the one that the parents will be alerted to almost immediately, where the baby is like fighting for his or her life, trying to breathe, just gasping. And so that's where the additional support with oxygen or with pressure or both, like a ventilator, is necessary. Then there's a whole host of other preterm problems that we see more frequently as the baby is more and more immature. So a 24-week infant will have so many more problems, for example, than that 34-week infant. And by the way, that 34-week infant was the JFK infant that died at 34 weeks, 6 weeks before term. That's pretty much unheard of in these days. You know, you have to be in a significantly sick preterm 34-weeker with multiple problems to not survive.
Now, some premature babies can appear to be okay and appear to be out of the woods, so to speak, but some problems can arise later for those babies, right?
This is exactly right. This is why those late preterm babies are brought to neonatal ICU. The problems that we see with those babies are readmission after discharge because they don't eat well, so their suck-swallow coordination is just not as mature as the full-term baby. And while they look great the first 24 hours, the sustained ability to nipple feed is not there. They have problems maintaining their temperature, so while their temperature might have been perfectly normal for 6 hours, you know, after they're transferred to the well baby nursery or after they go home, they're prone to hypothermia or getting cold. They can't keep themselves warm. And then some of the late preterm babies also suffer from apnea of prematurity, where they have pauses in their respiration, and that can result in color change and drops in their heart rate. And so those are basically the things that we're monitoring in those late preterms. The other major problem that we think we've licked is the hyperbilirubinemia, where the preterm babies will get jaundice more frequently than the term babies. And we know that their jaundice can last longer than the full-term baby. And so that's another reason why we monitor those babies in the hospital rather than send them home early. So there are a lot of things to look for if you're a late preterm baby. And it's, even though they look normal, even though they weigh a good amount, they're just not mature enough to go home and thrive. Mm.
And even once you've given them a clean bill of health and they do go home and they appear to be thriving, even after that, the pediatricians and parents need to be on the watch for some other things that can pop up. For instance, I know learning disabilities can be an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Learning disabilities and just to monitor their developmental milestones,
right,
just to make sure that they are doing what they're supposed to be at given months of age. So, for example, sitting by 5 months, 5 months from when they were supposed to be born. So say a baby is born 1 month early, we would expect that baby to be sitting by 6 months. So we give them that extra month to meet that developmental milestone, or rolling over or reaching out, or, you know, moving things hand to hand. And we know that those late preterm babies are at risk for having some of those problems. And so absolutely the pediatrician as well as the parents should be alerted to look for these developmental milestones and to write them down in their little book, the baby's book, so that they have a record of when they do these things, because all during their child's life, their pediatrician is going to want to know, you know, when did the baby first start rolling over? When did they first start walking? So it's useful to have some sort of a diary.
Absolutely. Now, when a baby is born too soon, getting that early care in the hospital is so important. And you need to do that at a hospital that has a neonatal intensive care unit. You have that at Stony Brook. Tell us about it.
Yes, we have a neonatal intensive care unit in Stony Brook. It's a level 3 nursery, which means we take care of sick babies on a ventilator. We'll take care of full-term babies, any full-term baby with a problem. We have different modes of ventilation, so we'll have, you know, the newer modes of ventilation for the infant. We have nitric oxide, which is a gas that helps increase the blood flow to the lungs. And we have a transport service. So we actually go to other hospitals and pick up preterm babies who are born at these level 1 and level 2 nurseries. Now, that's really not recommended. It's really recommended that if you know you're going to have the preterm baby, that you go to a hospital that has a neonatal intensive care unit, because they have all the specialists there that can care for your baby. So oftentimes, you know, when there is a delivery in a level 2 nursery or a level 1 nursery, it happens because the mom is just laboring and just gets there in the nick of time to deliver the baby, and the care that's provided for in the emergency room or in the nursery is the best that we can hope for. And they are stabilized before we get there. We continue to stabilize them and then just bring them back to our neonatal intensive care unit. And we have about a 40-bed unit. I've been there since 1986. We are now expanding that to 50 beds. We have a new unit that's under construction. This new unit is more than five times the size of where we are now. Even though we're just going up, you know, to be able to take care of 50 babies, it's still really huge. The reason why it's so big is because every baby is going to have their own room now. So, you know, in a neonatal unit that we're in now, we will have 6 babies or 8 babies in a single room. You know, come next year or come later this year, we'll be in a unit where each baby has their own room with enough space for the mother and you know, if the father wants to stay as well, enough room for parents to stay in and care for their baby, because we know that having the mother there and having them bond and having even the skin-to-skin contact is very important for that baby.
In fact, the families often need a lot of support, psychological support. It's a difficult time when a baby is born early.
You know what? When the baby's born early, I think the parents expect that, you know, there may be some bumps in the road. The real problems, I think, are when you have a full-term baby and unexpectedly there's a problem. They didn't sign up for this problem. They were expecting everything to be normal. It's not perfect. And when that baby has problems, that's, you know, an unexpected thing. And that, I think, is much harder than the having a preterm baby where, you know, parents have some inkling that things can go wrong. But certainly having a preterm baby is very stressful for the family. There are more separations in families that have preterm babies. There are more separations in families after the death of a baby. So absolutely, prematurity is a stressful time for an entire family.
And in fact, there is a program you have at Stony Brook that the March of Dimes helped bring to Stony Brook called NICU Family Support that really does give a helping hand and holds the hands of families that are going through that situation, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have a family support program at Stony Brook sponsored by the March of Dimes. This is one of the first programs in New York State, certainly one of the few in New York City that have March of Dimes right in the neonatal ICU to help support the parents. We were lucky enough to have a talented neonatal nurse be our first coordinator, who was very imaginative, really drove that program to a huge success that it is now. And after she left, we now have a – we're lucky enough to have a mom who was a former had a patient in our neonatal ICU. So she's a mom who has gone through this with her own child. And so she knows firsthand what these parents are going through. And it's a huge success and just a great support system for our parents.
The March of Dimes has a big fundraising event every year called the March for Babies. They've been doing this for decades now. Since I was a kid, I first participated in it, in fact, and that was a long time ago. For the first time, though, this year, the Walk America March for Babies is coming to Stony Brook. You're actually holding a walk on the campus at Stony Brook University Hospital, right?
Wow, this is so good. This is, you were so right. The March of Dimes and Stony Brook University Hospital finally got together, and while we used to have the walk in Hop Hog, and it was in Suffolk County, it wasn't at Stony Brook, and our campus is so large that you would think it's a no-brainer. You have March of Dimes in the unit. They support babies. Stony Brook University Hospital, we have a children's hospital. We support babies. Why wouldn't these two be together in the same location? Well, this year, that's exactly what we have come May 1st. Our first Walk America at Stony Brook University Hospital will occur, and we're inviting the public to come join us. We're inviting our parents. Every year we have a group of parents that come from our neonatal ICU to support this. In fact, I have a patient that comes every year now for the last 2 years to help support this. This was a girl who's now a young woman. She's in her 20s. She's a surviving twin, a 26-weeker, who I cared for in New York City when I was training, who supports this program, comes with her family to walk in this Walk America, and I'm sure she'll be coming again this year.
All right, so that's May 1st, actually on Stony Brook University Hospital campus right there in Stony Brook.
It's going to start on one side of the campus, I believe the west side of the campus, and we're going to end up on the east side of the campus where the hospital is. We hope that upon completion of the walk that we will be able to show the public what the new neonatal intensive care unit looks like, what the family-centered care is all about, what a single-patient room will look like, and you know, we're looking forward to a great turnout on May 1st.
And anyone who's interested in signing up, because it's definitely not too soon, you can do that by calling the March of Dimes. We have their phone number. It's 516-496-2100. And you can also sign up online. Their website is marchforbabies.org. Dr. Joseph DiCristofaro, thanks so much for being here today. So pleased that you and Dr. Gerald Quirk from Stony Brook University Medical Center were able to join us this month, National Birth Defects Prevention Month, to talk to us about prematurity. Thanks so much.
Donna, it was totally my pleasure. Thanks for having me. 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 Pleasure. Thanks.